Mr. Lawson's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for October 22nd, 2019, item number one. The Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for September 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 194 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of September. Item two, the Sussex County Engineering Department will be conducting a referendum at Conley's United Methodist Church in Lewis, Delaware, on Saturday, October 26th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The purpose of the referendum is to revise the assessment method for the Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Item three, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Governor's Phase 3A, effective November 7th, Vincent Overlook, Phase 7A, Vincent Overlook, Phase 7B, Colonial Oaks LLC Hotel, effective October 8th, and Belterra, Phase 1C, construction record, effective October 14th. And item four, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Robert Fawcett on Friday, October 11th. Mr. Fawcett began his career with Sussex County in December 2004, where he worked in utility construction engineering until 2018 of January, for a total of 14 years of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Fawcett family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Middlars. Robinsonville Road Core Infrastructure Project S19-16.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. First one up is the Robinsonville Road Project. You may recall this is a project which is solely funded by the development entities. We are coordinating a project. We are unifying it. It has one core infrastructure piece, one pump station. It's in the county's and the utility's best interest. So you've touched this project several times. The last one was the approval of the pump station contract, which included the Herring Creek pump stations, Chapel Branch pump station, and the Robinson River pump station. The infrastructure is currently up for bid. And that is the, we actually had the pre-bid meeting yesterday. That is the sewer as well as water component of that corridor linking the three projects together. And you wonder why the water. You probably don't know. We have a condition in the core easements which require us to conduct this as one project with one restoration, with one land disturbance, with one interaction with the farming entity. That triggered us to assume the water component of this project. We're sharing an easement with Tidewater Utilities, so I reached out to the utility company, and we had a discussion about who would want to be the lead on this. And based on the fact that we are the lower utility, so we would be going in first, but we would be doing the ground disturbance, i.e. for us, we're digging first, so we have to set up windrowing the topsoil over, establishing the perimeter, etc. We should be the ones closing the project because we're assuming the responsibility. So Tidewater agreed with the approach and offered up a financing agreement, which they have in other areas where they participate in projects. The finance director and I reviewed the proposed financing agreement, and we are in concurrence with the proposed agreement, which fully reimburses the county for our expenses. And we both have full-time representation on site, so we don't have to be functioning as the inspecting agency for the water line. They have a full-time inspector. We will interact with the inspector if we have any issues with the waterline installation.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. And just to look close out, we will be back on this same project very soon with the award recommendation for that particular project. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that Council approve the financing agreement for the Robinsonville Road Core Infrastructure Project with Tidewater Utilities, Inc. as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Mr. President, the long-awaited utility service agreement with the City of Seaford related to the paramedic station in North Seaford has nothing to do with our Western Sussex project. However, there's a couple of moving parts in this agreement, which was developed between the county engineering department, the county attorney, and the city solicitor and the city management. So we all have had our input. This is the agreement which is ready to move forward to city council and for your also consideration. City council's meeting is shortly after ours, just because of scheduling, had nothing to do with who goes first and who goes second. It does allow for a contribution capped at $200,000, which will bring us central water with fire protection. We checked the numbers. It would allow us to forego a fire pump and the entire testing and maintenance aspects which go with it, as well as the tank. Based on our evaluation of the previous bids, this is a considerable savings for the county to move forward on this approach. It also allows us in-city rates, as long as we are running our utilities, water and sewer. It also allows the connection to the Western Sussex Force Main, which is turned over to the City of Seaford, constructed under our contract, turned over to the City of Seaford, their infrastructure. Hence, it was important to put this in there. In addition, the county agrees, as per the city's request, to annex that property into the city limits if and when it meets the city charter. So here's sort of, these are your blocks. Now, doesn't really affect our timeline. If the city acts prudently on this request once it's executed, and then we would have our station under construction and the timelines would converge. We have the fire protection available, and that sort of would be needed for the certificate of occupancy. So it really worked out well. I would say this is a win-win for the city. It's a win-win for us.
How much does it cost to put that sewer in?
The water, it's a water contribution.
Yes, water and sewer.
The water cost to bring it to the property is over $500,000. We are contributing
about $500,000.
Over $500,000. We are contributing $200,000.
They're restricted to what?
How much? We are contributing $200,000.
We're going to contribute $200,000
to the project.
Where's the rest of the money coming from?
From the city.
City. From the city, going to give three-fifths of $1 million.
Half a million, yes.
That's almost 6%. Three-fifths, baby.
Ours was more, Councilman, our cap was more driven from making it a win-win for the county, because we had to have, let's call it, some meat on the bone in order to make it worth our while from a capital side as well as a maintenance and operational side. On the maintenance and operational side, even a match on the capital side would have been a win. But saving capital dollars and saving maintenance dollars makes it a win-win for us.
So why are we moving from Bridgeville? That's the reason we're moving from Bridgeville?
No, we're moving from Blades. We're moving
this
from Blades.
Going from Blades.
Oh, we're going to go.
The one we approved last year.
Okay, we're going right at you.
Yes, that's the Blade. That's the Blade station.
So Blades going to be more of a loser because they're going to be close to them?
No. This is where the paramedics say they need to be, based on the number of runs and where the runs are located.
I have nothing against paramedics.
Good.
I want you to know that to start with. But the only thing I can't figure is, how come we built paramedics halfway between Bridgeville and Seaford?
Councilman, the only thing I can say, and I was here with the EMS director, they have the data, they've analyzed the data, and based on the majority of the runs, it is beneficial overall to move the station to this location. And that is, I think if you want to know more, please give Robert Stewart a call and he'll give you all the details.
Are we taking into consideration that we've taken up Seaford Hospital's paramedic station?
That I do not know. That would be another question.
Paramedic station. I go by all the time, see a paramedic bus sitting or truck sitting there all the time.
Well, Mr. Wilson, I would tell you that it sits there a lot because it's the second unit, and that's for one purpose. If the paramedics are at the hospital, yeah, two of them, and they get a second call, one of them leaves that truck, goes across the street, picks up, and splits the team. So now we've got two paramedics and two vehicles. Right. It stays there as a backup in case they have to split the team.
So they still can take care of bleeds?
Sure.
Out of Seaview Hospital?
Well, they're not in the hospital. In case they happen to be on a run, they'd end up there.
Well, never, they're never paramedic station, right? Because they're always going to be moved. All the guy goes somewhere, if there's calls, they call.
I'm not sure, I hope they do.
I don't know if that'd be, you know, that doesn't add up my line of thinking.
Okay. Well, as he said, maybe talk to Mr. Stewart, he can tell you more about where, why they do what they did.
What Mr. Stewart's trying to do. I don't quite understand why he wants new paramedic stations. Can't quite understand that.
Well, we approve that last year's budget, so.
We're spending a lot of money on that. We're not talking about pennies here, we're talking about millions, right?
Councilman, the only good thing I can say here, not answering your question, but this is a cheaper option. So if you decide.
Cheaper than I stay in the hospital?
No.
We're not at the hospital.
Well, that's where paramedics.
No, Mr. Wilson. As I said, it's parked there.
I go by there all the time, Mike, I see it all the time. I go by, how many times have I seen it?
I'm trying to tell you, sir, that vehicle is parked there 24 hours a day to use as a second backup if they need to split the team, and the team happens to be at the hospital treating a patient. They don't stay at the hospital, they're only there with a patient. That's why it's parked there, because there's no place to park it somewhere else.
Well, how many people stays at Bridgeville, at the police station, where they, how many paramedics stays there, Mike?
To my knowledge, one and supervisor.
One and supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like there's going to be a while going to West Side if we're going to put them over on this, over here in this new station.
I don't know, they ran all the numbers and had all the reports and said, here's where we need to be. They picked the spot, we didn't.
I think we're going to look that over a little bit before we go something.
Well, we've already bought the land.
Well, I actually think we're a little ignorant on what we're doing here.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions? Mr. Burton.
The land is not contiguous with the city.
It does not meet the requirements under the charter currently.
So if it does happen, mm-hmm. if the next property is annexed, then you're signing a pre-annexation agreement.
Yes, that's essentially what that paragraph says.
Okay.
Any more questions? You have a motion.
That's an easy one.
Good.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. Council approve the financing agreement with the City of Seaford as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
The next one deals with the South Coastal Project and how we execute the project. I think this will be the biggest project in the county's infrastructure enterprise fund history. So having said this, we're carefully looking at the various pieces of execution for this. Two pieces we identified in the review process as being more advantageous to pull out is the temporary biosolids processing. We're in the process of developing specifications and bid documents for a mobile press unit, which we will use in this project and then at our lagoon sites. Secondly, when we initially saw the expansion of the headworks chamber, that is the structure Councilman Riley and Councilman Hudson and I were standing on where the flows are coming in. The initial design envisioned to double that structure in order to build the third channel. Now, because we have 13 force mains coming into the structure and we needed to clear it so we can proceed with the channel construction, when we analyzed it more closely, it became apparent that if we consolidated them into two, we can then deal with these two internally while we're doing the channel structure. We went through the analysis of the cost, and it ended up being a considerable, and I say in the $500,000 range savings. So we did the in-house design for the force main consolidation. We met with the general labor and equipment contractor. Everything scheduled to happen during the low flow period of January, February. We put a materials bid together, which what you see before you. And these materials will all be used in this particular application for the project. So when you look at in a few weeks, when I come back with that bid award recommendation, you will also see the other components. You see this one here, and you see the mobile press unit, and you see obviously the big picture construction. But it allows you to get a feel for how this whole thing fits together. And if I may remind you, last year I was here before you with a materials bid award, which was for the effluent relocation, which we had to do in order to build the clarifiers. So that's already finished. That was done last winter. This is for this winter. So having said it, we got three good bids. We got very close bid results, slightly over $250,000, and ready for any questions.
Have a motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that project M20-11, materials purchase for force main consolidation at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, be awarded to Core and Main LP of Milton, Delaware at the bid amount of $271,438.60.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Mr. Wilson.
Enterprise fund funded.
User fee?
Yes.
Of course. Mr. Burton.
So you have two mains going in, and you're going to consolidate them into two while you build a third? Is that a synopsis?
We have currently 13 coming in.
Going into two?
No, 13 coming into the chamber.
Okay.
Individually. There's 13 pipes sticking up. We have a... We intend to use a 20-inch and a 24-inch, these are the two largest ones, and tie outside of the chamber all the other ones into these two, creating a header. So by doing that, we have insignificant increase in friction losses, but we save a lot in construction by doing that. It's a very neat project, and you may want to visit.
I might have to.
More questions?
So you're saying all the water goes to Nanco River?
The award for the materials goes to Core and Main. The installation is lined up through our time and material contract because we need an exact time window when it can happen.
But this water goes...
This is not in Nanco River.
This goes to the ocean outlet in Bethlehem.
Yes, did I misunderstand the question?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. First, dumb question.
I meant
the ocean.
No, I thought you meant Core and Main. I didn't understand the Main part.
Any more questions? We'll take it, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Mr. Carey. Next, sir.
We have two components to the engineering contract awards, and they have to do with, you know, we have a lot of moving parts on the expansions of the septic elimination project. We have been successful in securing, and we, that is the finance engineering, we successful in securing funding for Joy Beach and Marlberg and Knoll. These are both SRF funded projects. We currently have been notified that we also have funding available for Wolf Run and for Mallard Creek, which is in Councilman Hudson's district. They are USDA funded projects, and we've been requested by USDA to submit additional projects for funding for the upcoming fiscal year. So we have actually, between the two departments, selected two more projects we're putting forward. So this sort of, when you look at our lineup of the funded projects, we now have between Herring Creek, Chapel Branch, the five I just mentioned, the two in processing, you can see we have a whole slew of septic elimination projects in various stages moving forward. So, so we have made initial contact with some of the engineering companies to actually do the design for these various components. In this particular case, these two, because we grouped together the SRF funded projects, KCI has good experience in this, these are pretty much standalone, and it made sense to have these two projects go to the KCI base contract. I gave you the summary of the background. That has to do with how we selected, how you selected the consultant engineers for these type of projects. We have three base contracts. George Mazen Bure, KCI, and Davis Brown Fidel holding the three base contracts. So you will see us come forward with other ones avoiding other pieces. For example, we're in the Wolf Run negotiations with George Miles and Buer because they represent the they represent the Lewis Board of Public Works, and it makes sense for Wolf Run because Wolf Run has all of the utilities provided by the Lewis Board of Public Works. So we're trying to pick certain consultants under our base contracts based on the best fit and best tie-in. So having said this, I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, Chuck.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 1 to the 5-year Miscellaneous Engineering Services Agreement with KCI Technologies Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $340,300 for the design and bidding phases. That's design and bidding. We'll be back. Of Sussex County Project S20-12, Joy Beach Sewer Expansion.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
The second one is essentially identical. It only is the Mulberry Knoll component. Same funding, same engineering-based contract, same negotiations with the entity, same background information, but I added the entire, how Mulberry Knoll was approved. Slightly different approval process, went to referendum. There's a much longer history, that's why this is a slightly different memo. But the motion and the core of the issue is the same. So I do have a motion for Mulberry Knoll.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 2 to the 5-year Miscellaneous Engineering Services Agreement with KCI Technologies Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $314,700 for design and bidding phases of Sussex County Project S20-14 Mulberry Knoll Sewer Expansion.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will get those you carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman?
Let's see which one she gives me first.
Somebody's stolen your thing up here.
I know.
What's the deal with that, Mr. Lawson?
Oh, we had a slight technical issue this morning, so we're working on a workaround. The monitor that's usually up here needed to be replaced.
Wow.
But looks like the workaround is working.
Workaround.
We have the workaround.
Good morning. This is for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Millville area. This is known as Milo's Haven. It's requested by DBF on behalf of their clients, Norman Stephen Price Rec. Revocable Trust for parcels 134-19-1303 and 134-18-38. Project is proposed at 179 EDUs and wishes to connect to the existing infrastructure installed by the county. An infrastructure use agreement will be required. The expansion consists of 93 acres more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU, and the engineering department is requesting permission to post notices for the annexation of the parcels.
No motion.
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Milo's Haven expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Millville area, as presented on October 22nd, 2019.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one is for a property, also for permission to prepare and post notices. This is for a project known as Chase Oaks, and this is an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Angola Neck area. It's requested by Solutions IPEM on behalf of their clients Charter Oaks Investment LLC for parcels 234-6-96, 97, and 98. This project is proposed at 254 EDUs and wishes to connect existing infrastructure. Again, an infrastructure use agreement will be required. An expansion consists of 175.34 acres more or less. and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU or current rates.
Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council, the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Chase Oaks expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District and Golden Neck area as presented on October 22nd, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
I do have a quick
Mr. Riley.
Did you say the connection charge is $6,000?
$6,360 per EDU.
And if that's a hardship for somebody, is we have a mechanism available to assist them with connections, or?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be refreshed on that a little bit.
Well, this is new development. These are new projects,
so
new homes.
So it would be incorporated in the cost of the
cost
home
of the home,
purchase.
Yes.
Yep. It's not a, okay.
Yes.
I have to make this comment quickly. I mean, occasionally I hear pushback that our infrastructure is not keeping up with development. I have to remark that it certainly seems that in the area, after all this discussion this morning on sewer infrastructure, that portion of our infrastructure certainly seems to be keeping up. So it's I think we're doing a pretty good job of getting nitrates out of the water, and the ultimate goal of preserving the health of the bays and so forth, the groundwater. So,
if I may, we have a two-pronged approach. You approved the changes to Chapter 110, and I have to say I can't remember whether you were seated at the time when that work took place, but I think you just were. So the 210 allows us to collect the sewer connection charges for our expansion of our transmission and treatment facilities, which really funds these large projects. But it also allows us to go through the funding process with alternative sources such as the SRF or the USDA to fund the remediation project. So we have that two-pronged approach, which really A, establishes a healthy bay, and B, prevents future systems to be on-site septics, putting them on sewer right from the get-go. But we're still following the coal rule, that is, we only bring these things forward if and when they have preliminary land use approval. So there's no speculative sewer district expansion, which is very important. When you see it, it's either a remediation project, that is your choice to proceed, or it is a preliminary land use approved project, which is already moving forward in the process, and we want to prevent it from being on on-site systems.
Questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Questions?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Wilson.
I don't think we're charging one up. I think we're charging more than $6,000. But if you can't get a normal system hooked up for that kind of money, private septic system is up to $10,000 or more.
Councilman, I invite you to meet with Ms. Roth and I, and we will work. We will show you how it's actually calculated. Every project is entered, and it's a five-year look ahead. The sewer connection charges take a lot of things into consideration. You know, it has probably 25 moving parts, and it's a very interesting piece of financial documentation. So that's between the three of us. I think that'd be an interesting thing to review for you. I can assure you, as of today, the connection charge is adequate based on our projections. When I will come to you before you, and I'm $10 million off on the South Coastal project, you will see an adjustment, either up or down. If I'm close, give or take a couple million dollars, it sounds.
When you say adequate, you mean with this whole round?
It is adequate for all of our projects on the five-year list, yes.
Maybe we can get a little bit ahead and charge extra $1,000 either.
Councilman, that would be not in a.
You can't give a standard system plan for.
Do not put in the paper, Mr. MacArthur, that Mr. Wilson wants to raise sewer fee, please.
We can. We are supposed to set the charges based on our code, so we are cleanly following the code. So if it has to go up or down, Councilman, you will be the first to know. I will let Ms. Roth will give you a call.
Any more questions? We'll take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm in. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And just for your knowledge, the tentative public hearings are scheduled for November 19th, 2019 at a council meeting.
Grant request, Mr. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is the Optimus International Foundation is requesting $3,305 for sponsorship of the Optimus Club of Sussex County Essay Contest and Youth Appreciation Day. The contest is for all students in Sussex County high schools. The contest gives students the opportunity to show their writing and speaking skills to earn scholarships. Last grant received was $2,100 from the Countywide Youth Program Mr. Burton placed on the agenda. And they're also in the audience.
Please come forward. I thought they were all just skipping school today, but it's good here for that. It's good.
No, they're not skipping school. We've got legit. I'm Adele Jones. I'm the Vice President of the Optimus Club of Sussex County. Unfortunately, Kathy Hartman, our president, has issues with her voice, so she asked me to speak on her behalf. The Optimus Club is a service organization that works with the kids in both the schools and communities. We try to reach out to all the schools in Sussex County. I believe there's 15 high schools, and we've actually tried to reach out to the Homeschool Coalition. I talked to Mr. Riley about that. Youth Appreciation Day, after we leave here, we're taking the kids over to the Counting House and we will buy their lunch for them. And then we're going to the Court of Common Pleas later on. This morning we talked to Judge Carson, it's a judge in the Superior Court. So they get a full day of government, political science, law, so on and so forth. We also give them a little cup as a thank you gift and to remember. We are in the process of doing an essay contest. The essay is due at the end of this month, I think the 28th of October. And we award prizes of $500, $250, and $125 for the top three winners. And then we invite the top three and their parents to one of our meetings and we buy their dinner. In the late winter, early spring, we'll do an oratorical contest, and again, prizes of $500, $250, $125 to the top three. And again, we invite those three winners and their parents to one of our meetings, and we buy dinner for those guys. Last year, our essay winner went on to win third in the district. Our oratorical winner went on to win first in zone in Salisbury, then went to district in Ocean City, won first there, and she was sent out to St. Louis and competed in the regionals there. So we were tickled to death to have that. I'd like you right now to mark your calendars. We had our golf tournament this past year. We raised some money, a couple thousand dollars, but we're going to do a golf tournament now, so I want to invite you guys. Friday, September 18th, 2020, we're doing our second golf tournament, so we're inviting you to either play golf, sponsor a hole, or whatever you would like to do, because that's going to be our major fundraiser, and we use all the money to help kids in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's the essay about?
Is it the essay.
What's the essay? Do you know what the topic is this year?
It always includes optimism. I don't know if it's optimism with technology. Does anyone have the essay this year, if you're interested?
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson, I was a math teacher, so the essay is the other end of the spectrum. It's from Optimus International. Optimus International turned 100 years last year. Yes. So it is a 101-year-old organization. The Sussex County chapter, we just got chartered in November 2017, so we're not quite 2 years old. But the Optimus International gives us the subject for both the essay and the oratorical contest. It comes from them. And it's always about optimism. Last year, it was a fine line between optimism and realism.
And this year, it's defining optimism. So, like I said, it's dictated from international. So...
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
I have a question. Mr. Riley has a question. Okay. Can you give me a breakdown of the balance of the funds? I think you've mentioned with the prize money and so forth, it comes up to $1,500 in that range. What's the balance of the funds? What would they be targeted for?
You mean how are we using the funds?
Your request was for $3,300.
Right. I said, we invite the top three winners. We just tell them they're the top three. We don't tell them which place. And we invite them and two of their parents. And we treat them to dinner and to our meeting. So we buy dinner for them. Like I said, we're going to take, and that's for both the essay and the oratorical contest. We're taking these guys over to the county house. We buy their lunch and then we buy them a cup as a momentum. If we have to send them on to district and zone, we have to pay fees for them and money for them.
Yes.
And I have a list here. We do medallions for them.
Yes, we also do medallions as well.
Let's see.
You also go to McDonald's, want to?
Could do, yeah.
Yeah, but they are driving here. We don't provide transportation, so this is a walking day. We don't want to get into cars and so on and so forth, so the Counting House is close by. They, Brick Hotel and Counting House have been very good to work with us, so.
Any more questions?
Mr. Riley, do you want to see this?
Mr. Burton?
It's out of the countywide youth fund, and last year we did $2,100. I would suggest that, unless there's other comments that someone would like to go up or down on that. But my suggestion is we do the same.
Motion, Mr. Burton, to grant $2,100
out of countywide youth grant to the Optimist International Foundation of the Optimist Club Sussex County Essay and Oratorical Contest and Youth Appreciation Day.
Are there other sources of funding?
What we did last year, we do things at the restaurants where we get a part of the proceeds. We did yard sales, so on and so forth. We haven't done as much fundraising this year because we want to try to do the golf tournament as our major fundraiser. And when we submitted the application, the golf tournament hadn't happened yet.
Sure.
So that's why we had asked to cover our expenses. We weren't sure how much the golf tournament, and we're hoping the golf tournament becomes a bigger and covers more for our expenses and so on and so forth, so we don't have to rely on grants. But
right.
But that's why we are inviting you guys to the golf tournament next year. So
as Mr. Burton comes, he's a professional golfer. So. And Mr. Hudson too, but go them there.
Well, I've got
motion, Mr. Burton. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much for your
thank
support
you
of our organization.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next. Okay, the next one. Fraternal Order of Police is requesting $2,000 for their community outreach initiative. They use their funds to help needy and disadvantaged families. There have been no past grants to this organization, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson?
I would make a motion to give $500 out of my account.
I will join you with $500.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $1,000 to the Fraternal Order of Sussex County, Fraternal Police, Sussex County Law Number 2, Community Outreach Initiative for Sussex County, being $500 Mr. Hudson's account and $500 Mr. Riley's account. Questions on a motion?
Did you say police of Sussex County?
Fraternal Order of Police.
Okay.
FOP.
I'm sorry.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Sussex Community Crisis Housing Services is requesting any amount that can help with their housing mitigation fund. These funds will help recruit and retain landlords in their housing locator program. The housing locator program is an element of the Continuum of Care Action Plan to reduce homelessness. Last council grant received was $200 from Mr. Wilson for their community garden project, and Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $200 to Sussex Community Crisis Housing Services for Housing Mitigation Fund from Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce is requesting $500 for their annual Seaford Christmas Parade. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Do you want to make a motion?
Make a motion to put $500.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $500 to the Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce to receive a Christmas parade from my council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community to amend a condition of approval to allow for a mixed use building for change of zone number 1005, ordinance number 600, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.22 acre more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Let's introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 C1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in Ming and Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 2.6 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Wow, okay. Thank you all for coming today. Hope you have enjoyed the meeting and enjoy the rest of your day. And congratulations to all of your participation.
Time to eat your lunch.
Yeah. And then motion to executive session of land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Senator Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now to executive session downstairs for land acquisition.